B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, indeed. Last final sound off of the week. 610-771-9705. All right, Andrew. Natalie, let's see what these people have to say.
Is it me, or did you come out of that draft deflated? I mean, you trade up for Matthias Thybulle. You give away the 33rd pick, and at the 24th pick, Phoenix took Ty Jerome. I think Ty Jerome and Carson Edwards would have been just what the doctor ordered.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. Maybe not. But we'll find out. But I'm not deflated because I didn't really go into the draft with a guy because they were drafted in the 20s. I had like yesterday I had like six guys. I would have been happy with a bunch of guys. He was on the list. That's how I entered. That's kind of what I was looking at. And the guy who I wanted the most went 11th. So one would be upset about that. He went 11th.
I believe if the Sixers do meet with Kawhi Leonard, it is nothing more than to send a message to the West Coast teams that if they want Kawhi, they better back off Jimmy Butler.
Well, I mean, is that's why I'm going to meet with Kawhi to tell them to back off of Jimmy Butler? Huh? I don't, no. Mm-mm. Bad theory.
So the Sixers make a trade to move up in the draft with the Boston Celtics and draft a University of Washington player. Does anybody remember the last time this happened? What are you, stupid?
Okay. It really bothers you. You're worried about it. That's fine. You can have that opinion. I don't think they're the same person. Therefore, I'm not worried about Thybulle, who seems to have a lot of character, being compared to Fultz, who appears to have no character.
The only thing that we have to worry about with Matisse Thybulle between now and October is an Achilles, an ACL, an MCL, a patella tendon, anthrax, or malaria.
Like, that is a good joke. The problem is, so many people did them on social media last night that it's like late to the party. I get it. Their rookies always get hurt. He better not get hurt. But I do get it.
I said locusts.
A plague.
Locusts. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. But this is what I mean. Everybody has their own version. How about he just plays 82 games?
Fine.
How about that? How about if he just is healthy and you don't put that on that young man before he even takes one dribble? Well, how about we're optimistic for once with this mentality? Natalie, starting with you in the Northeast.
Oh, please.
Yep, Northeast people started this. But go ahead, Andrew.
Why would you give up a pick to take some guy who can't shoot when their better version of him was there at 24 and ended up going 25? Played in a zone defense in college, never developed a three-pointer, and is only okay from the foul shooting line. There's almost no upside to this guy, and you give up an asset to get him.
Well, you hate the pick before he's ever played a game. You're on the record. Now, if he somehow really blossoms, that you should call in, and all you should say for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, no, one full minute, is my bad on a loop. I think that's fair. If you already decided that the kid stinks and he'll never be good and he can't shoot and he has no upside whatsoever and he can't play and everybody else is better than him, if he plays well, you should be willing to say, you know, you can alternate. My bad, I was wrong. My bad, I was wrong. For a full minute on Sound Off. If you won't do that, you're a coward.
I'm starting to believe that Harper is the new Utley, the Teflon Don of criticism.
You know, we didn't really get to talk about that. There is that big that big Utley special tonight, isn't there?
It's probably happening shortly. Yeah, the ceremony. He did his press conference.
I'm talking about on TV. Isn't that on Next on TV, I think? They have the Utley special, and they're going to do all this Utley type of things.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up next. Yeah, it's coming up shortly.
Quick slants first.
Then the Utley special.
By the way, I know we're in the middle of sound off. The patch thing, he's not dead.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Not dead.
I don't understand.
They did it for Jimmy, too, but he's not dead either.
Right. Patches should only be for the deceased, and statues only for people who are out of the city. I think that should be the new rule. I think that's a fair rule.
It's a fine rule.
Yeah.
I'm a Phillies fan who woke up this morning with two tickets in his hand for him and his daughter for Chase Utley night. Normally, I would have been excited. However, my thought goes to the fact that our manager is still Gabe Kapler.
Look, everybody's mad at Kapler. Everybody's mad at everybody except for the star player. I guess that's just what it's going to be. I guess that's just what it's going to be. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm going to worry about this weekend's games against the Marlins, and we'll reconvene when Mike is back on Monday. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.